Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi everyone, I'm Laura Adams, the author of Money Girl, Smart Moves to Grow Rich, available in paperback at your favorite bookseller. For exclusive money tips and advice that you won't get in the weekly podcast, be sure to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com. When you're there, please connect with me on social media or read a transcript of this show, which is episode number 362, called Where to Roll Over Your 401k Retirement Money. You just accepted a new job. Congratulations! But now, what should you do with your workplace 401k? This is a common question that stumps many workers. In this episode, I'll discuss options for an old 401k, no matter why you may be moving on from your job. You'll learn the best ways to avoid taxes and keep your retirement nest egg growing. While a rollover sounds like a cute trick you might teach your dog, it means something completely different in the world of personal finance. When it comes to your money, doing a rollover means moving funds from one retirement plan to another. If you're like most workers, you'll change jobs several times over the course of your career. The beauty of a workplace retirement plan, like a 401k or 403b, is that it's portable. In other words, you own it and can always take the money with you when you leave a job. When you roll over a retirement account, you don't lose contributions you've made or the investment earnings that may have accumulated over time. And if you're vested with your company, you don't lose any money that your employer may have contributed as matching funds or discretionary profit sharing. Rolling over money from one retirement account to another means you don't have to pay any tax. The funds maintain their tax-deferred status until you make withdrawals in the future. The only trick with a retirement rollover is that once you start it, you must complete it within 60 days. Otherwise, it's considered an early withdrawal. If you're younger than age 59 and a half, taking an early withdrawal is bad news because it triggers tax plus an additional 10% penalty. When you switch jobs, you typically have four options for your workplace retirement account.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Now, back to doing a retirement rollover. As I mentioned, when you switch jobs, you typically have the following four options for your workplace retirement account. Number one, cash out the account. Number two, leave the funds in your old employer's plan. Number three, roll over funds into a new employer plan. And number four, roll over funds into an individual retirement arrangement, or IRA. So let's cover each one of these in more detail. So option number one is to cash out. Cashing out a retirement plan when you leave a job is the easiest but worst option. As I previously mentioned, taking an early distribution means you get hit with both income tax and a 10% penalty. Here's what could happen. Let's say you have a balance in the account of $100,000 and decide to cash out. If you must pay 40% for federal and state tax, plus an additional 10% penalty, you lose 50%. Your $100,000 nest egg just shrunk to $50,000 in one fell swoop. Not a good idea. To find out how much cashing out early could damage your future retirement savings, use an online tool like Bankrate's 401k Spend It or Save It calculator. I'll include a link to this resource on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Option number two, leave the funds. If you have enough money in your old 401k or 403b retirement plan to satisfy the minimum account balance, which is usually $5,000, then you can leave your money there. The downside is that you can't make any new contributions to the account because you don't work for that company anymore. Plus, you may be less likely to keep up with it after you no longer work for the company. However, you have the same access to the account and can manage it any way you like by selling and buying funds from the available menu of investment options. An old workplace retirement plan can continue to grow on a tax-deferred basis, which means you don't pay any tax until you take withdrawals from the account in the future. If a former employer's plan has a menu of diversified investments with low fees, leaving your money there may be a good idea. And you can always do a rollover in the future. Just make sure that the plan doesn't charge higher fees if you're not an active employee. Option number three, rollover funds into a new employer plan. If your new employer offers a retirement plan, you may be able to roll over funds from your old plan once you're eligible to participate. But in some cases, incoming 401k or 403 rollovers are not allowed. So be sure to check the plan's rules or ask your new benefits administrator. The downside to transferring funds from one workplace retirement plan into another is that you can't take the money out of the new account until you leave the company. One upside to consolidating workplace plans is that having all your retirement savings in one place may make it easier to track. Just make sure that the new plan has a wide selection of investment choices with low fees. Another important consideration is the legal protection that your money has while it's in a 401k. The Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, or ERISA, doesn't allow creditors, except the federal government, to touch money in a qualified workplace plan. In other words, if you get into financial trouble because you can't pay your mortgage, the lender could sue you, but would not be able to take your 401k money to repay your debt. That may not be the case for money in an IRA, which I'll cover next. So the last option, number four, is to roll over funds into an IRA. An IRA is a retirement account that you own as an individual. It has nothing to do with your employer. Even though it's different from a 401k, doing a rollover to an IRA within 60 days doesn't trigger income tax or a penalty. Your new earnings in the account will grow tax-deferred, just like they did in your old workplace plan. Having money in an IRA gives you the most flexibility and control because you choose the financial institution and your investments. You'll have a full range of options, such as stocks, bonds, and exchange-traded funds that are typically not included on the investment menu for a 401k. Additionally, unlike with a workplace retirement account, there are situations when you can take money out of an IRA before reaching age 59 and a half and avoid that expensive 10% penalty. Some exceptions include using IRA funds for medical expenses, college costs, and buying or building your first home. Just remember that you'll still have to pay ordinary income tax on those withdrawals, even though you don't have to pay the 10% early withdrawal penalty. The major downside to rolling over an old retirement plan into an IRA is that depending on the state where you live, IRA assets may not be protected from creditors through ERISA, the law that I previously mentioned. Whether creditors can touch some or all of your retirement money in an IRA varies from state to state. So, if protecting your retirement from creditors is a concern for you, be sure to ask your existing or potential new IRA custodian about your state's regulations. To sum up, the best place for your old 401k will depend on the flexibility and legal protections you want, the quality of your old plan, and whether you have a new retirement plan that accepts rollovers. The goal is to position your retirement money where you can keep it safe and allow it to grow using low-cost, diversified investment options. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.